You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Can't believe we're going to have a dog for mayor. We're going to be the laughing stock of the whole country. Even Sean Hannity's talking about us.
He's a weird-looking guy. Put up a picture of Sean Hannity.
Can we do that?
Yeah, Tosh does it all the time. Put it up.
Yeah, he does look weird.
Yeah, who does he look like?
I'm seeing Mr. Doubtfire.
High sodium Superman?
He looks like an angry face drawn on a thumb.
The richest guy at Rite Aid?
Or the mayor who won't close the beaches in Jaws.
Wreck-It Ralph at a job interview.
You know that's a guy who's roughly led his wife out of parties by the elbow.
A guy whose ice cream parlor just went broke.
He looks like a handsome Weeble.
Or a hot Frankenstein.
Yeah, but either way, he's that little league coach the parents hope their kids don't get.
He looks like a fish that inflates to scare predators.
The inside traitor who kills himself the day his prison sentence is supposed to start.
I'm thinking Fred and Barney's son.
Trust me on this. Strip club lunch regular.
I feel like that's a dad who's ripped his kids' posters off the wall.
And sleeps in pajamas buttoned to the top.
72-ounce steak contest entrant.
Drowned in the lake last month, Colin Farrell. All right, that was fun.
All over, so true.
That was fun.
Drowned in the lake, Colin. I like low, high sodium Superman. What's up, Craig? That's in reference to one of the Deadpool names of the head door steak. It was what, Pete Rickard's stupid face, something like that. That's how we brought that Hannity clip up.
Oh,
this past week's
West,
Family Guy.
You questioned the pronunciation of a Nebraska state legislator yesterday, and one of her staff, Anna,
the pro weed, yeah, the pro weed lady.
Oh, good. Wish Hart.
Well, it can't be Wish Hart. There's only one H in the name.
Well, that's how she likes it pronounced.
Yeah. Wish Hart.
Wish Hart.
Now you're just arguing with her how she likes it pronounced.
Well, you just gave me two H's.
Yeah, he did.
And there's only one in the name.
Well, I'm
Wish Hart.
I'm telling
Wish Hart.
What I'm getting in the email here. Wish dash heart. She writes out the words wish dash heart.
So she pronounces the H twice, basically. Wish heart.
No, I think she wants you to say it a little faster, but she's just emphasizing it. Wish heart.
Keep the fight up. First of all, you're a liberal chick in the Nebraska Senate. That must be tough.
Must be
a lot of guys drinking a whiskey going, hey, you doing? You want to? I'll talk to you about that bill.
Right.
I'll talk to you about that bill.
Stop passing information along to Craig because he's just going to argue about it.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that's,
you are.
That's two H's.
You're being combative.
I see one H and that's two. I pronounce things for a living.
Yes, he does. He's a professional announcer.
She has that name for a living.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah. She also pronounces that name.
We like her, by the way.
For a living.
We do. Yeah, absolutely.
We're with you.
Well, her name is Elizabeth.
Anytime you're fighting Ditkas, we're on your side.
Let's see. Some of the players that had Doris Day in the Deadpool, and I'm just going to read this one again because it amuses me. Pete Ricketts has a dumb face. Petey's putter hole gets a hit.
Yeah, it will again. Yeah. About three
By the
weeks.
Way, that guy
a few weeks
didn't just invent that. He didn't just start hating Pete Ricketts.
Oh, no, because of the gambling and the weed. No.
Of, yeah, that no. stuff. No, no, he hated him as early as 6 months ago. Right.
Did he?
Yeah.
He had to because he had the name.
Yeah, yeah, right. Got to submit that name by midnight on New Year's Eve. Yeah. And I'm going to guess he probably hated him before that.
Philip McCrack gets a hit, as does the Placenta Chili Cook-Off and the Placenta Panini. Plumber Rojas gets a hit. President Circus Peanut gets a hit. Producing and Seducing gets a hit.
Is that Puss? Is that your name?
Yeah.
Is that your name, Puss? Did you enter the Deadpool?
Produce? No, but I like it.
Placenta Chili Cook-Off seems to be getting a lot of mentions.
Yeah, but they're not ever... Might be more list.
Anywhere
yeah, they could have three lists.
Three have lists,
yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Puss's Waffle Batter gets a hit. Mm-hmm. Puss Told Me gets a hit. Randy Travis.
You on a Waffle Batter now?
No, I got some at home.
You gotta work for it.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's out of Waffle Batter.
Yeah. I got actual Waffle Batter.
Yeah.
Well, the other.
Shooting blanks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Zero. Your count is zero.
Well, the batter still
that
comes
was
out.
The report, yes.
Well, that's good.
Ray Finkel's Mustache Rides gets a hit. Red-haired Reaper, Ricketts the Human Thumb gets a hit.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, people have hated this guy for quite some time.
Yeah, they keep voting him in, though. So,
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Pete Rose gets a hit.
I like that.
I don't know what that means.
He should be in it. Why not?
I'll get him into one Hall of Fame.
Janet Jackson's in it, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, it surprised me
Flavor
when I read.
Flav's in it.
There was a piece the other day I was reading about. Oh, this Jeopardy guy. James Holzhauer, the guy who's kicking ass.
Yeah.
I read a piece in some sports publication that said, oh, there's a number of major league teams. Because that's what this guy would like to do, is be like a stat geek, a money ball kind of guy.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would think that Major League Baseball, at least with the stance that they would take, would rather have a less qualified, a baby murderer than someone who is a professional gambler.
Oh, that's a good point. If that's his history, you're right.
He's on Jeopardy.
I was wondering where you're going with that when you said baby murderer.
Here is how I make my living. I was a professional gambler, and baseball would just turn and run.
Yep.
If you were, at any point in your life, a professional gambler.
Probably.
Yet now they seem to want to embrace this guy. So if that's the case, you got to let Pete. If they hire this guy, they got to let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. Because Pete Rose wasn't even a professional gambler.
No. And he bet on the win.
And I'm going to guess.
But, you know, there's baseball geeks that still
hate
Pete Rose.
As a professional gambler, James Holzhauer probably bet on baseball.
Sure he did.
A time or two.
Yeah. But the money ball thing, the analytics that they use for the money ball thing, apparently that the advantage that one gained from that or gains from that has been lessened throughout the years just because, well, everybody's doing it now.
Everybody is doing it now.
Now that everybody does it.
You're the only one.
That's why there's all those shifts now. They give the percentage of where the guy hitting the ball every time. It's crazy, man.
Yep. Oh, this doesn't look good.
Uh-oh.
A majority of Americans are willing to vote for an atheist to be president.
Good.
Really?
Won't happen in our lifetime, but, well, there has been atheists, they just don't say it.
When did this happen?
A Gallup poll found 60% of Americans are willing to consider someone who does not believe in God to lead the nation. That is up from 16%.
There was some agnostic
when the question was first asked in 1958.
Yeah, oh, okay. That's 58, come on, Todd.
But I thought, just recently, as recently as a few years ago, most people wouldn't want to vote for an atheist.
People are turning away from religion in droves. I mean, we don't see it because where we live, but it's happening with
younger
people.
Well, you might say that people are getting more tolerant.
Yeah, and that too. Both. I think it's both.
In that, because other religious groups also saw increases. 58% now say they'd vote for a Muslim.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Most people by far would say Jews and Catholics are now okay.
Got some hate mail from an agnostic.
Now 76% of us would be willing to vote for a gay or lesbian candidate.
I hope so.
92% of Americans said they'd vote for a black candidate.
We had one.
91% said that they'd vote for a Latino.
Thanks for some good news, Craig.
92% would be willing to vote for a woman.
Maybe we're actually starting to realize that these things don't have an effect on how you do your job.
Well, we all know that. But you're right. But I think the problem is that the minority is the Electoral College is going to screw us with this because it does sound really progressive. That's good. I love that young people are going to take over and the geezers are going to go away. So.
Yeah, I can't find that exchange between you and the agnostic.
Oh, I got rid of it.
Oh, you did?
He was just being a prick. I didn't delete him. I didn't block him. I just deleted the exchange.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He's mad at us because Jim Jeffries said that, he was just being a baby, man.
Oh, I talked to that guy on a regular basis.
He was a dick to me, so that's why I got rid of him.
Well, he didn't know the context of...
No, but he got real personal with me, so I got rid of him, man. At least on my email. That's not yours. You could probably read it.
No, that was the station. You did your personal account.
Well, it said, I don't know. I deleted it on my phone.
That was the TNT account. Okay. He just wrote it in on the TNT account.
Well, he was a dick.
You're a little sensitive.
He called me out with a couple personal things, so I called him. I got rid of him.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to put up with personal crap. You can argue the stupid subjects all you want, you know.
Texas is on the verge of raising the legal smoking age to 21. Right now it's 18. But they've passed the bill. The final version still has to be approved by the Senate. It's expected to pass. The new bill will apply to e-cigarettes. Military members are exempt from the new smoking law. So if you're in the military, you can still be 18 and smoke.
And die.
In Texas.
Yeah.
What if you're in between? What if you're 19, can smoke, but then they change the rule to 21?
Oh, they probably grandfathered
in alcohol in a lot of 19 states back in the day.
Like and, this one.
Yeah, they grandfathered alcohol in Maryland when I was younger. You could be, once you're 18, and you could drink in Maryland, but in Pennsylvania it was 21. Once they changed it, if you're already 18 in Maryland, you could drink.
Yeah.
But if you weren't 18 yet, there were guys probably a week away, you know.
Probably.
And we used to drive to Maryland. It was only 50 miles away to drink when we were 18, so. Which was always really safe, by the way, putting 60 miles in your car to go drink and turn around and come back.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Did that my whole senior year.
Yeah, I know. But see, like, there wasn't a thing called a designated driver.
Well, wow, there was. It was in a different context than it is now.
It was his car.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right.
whoever had the car, it was him. Right.
Whoever drove there is driving back. And if you recall.
And he did not imbibe.
Driving drunk was a lot safer back then.
No, it wasn't.
And it was different when you were going to Canada, right, Todd? It was completely
different. 50 miles from Canada, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So did you ever drive drunk out of Canada? Where you had to stop and talk to someone. Yes, I'm hammered, but it's okay because I'm going to the States.
Well, you would always have to talk to someone when you hit the border.
Yeah.
Except for one time, we get there. The border closes at midnight. The border actually had a closing time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we arrived a little late, and there were, some of them roadblock things set out in front of me. And so we said, well, what the hell are we going to do? Looks like we're stuck in Canada. And then my buddy got out, and he moved the roadblock thing, and then we just drove
through. See, that's what's happening.
And we put it back.
Out of Mexico.
And went on our way.
No one was the wiser.
No.
So it wasn't like a big concrete barrier. It was just like, it was one of those like overgrown sawhorses.
Yes.
Yeah, but Canada.
You just kind of moved it.
Two of them, I think, if I recall.
But Canadians are white. They're allowed down here. That's cool.
But I think we were careful not to get too drunk.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, when we went up to Canada?
We weren't.
Well, you didn't have border checkpoints.
No.
Yeah, I don't think you want to end up in a border jail.
Yeah, if you knew that you were going through a checkpoint, you would check up a scotch.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have one at the Mason-Dixon line.
Now, as I understand, you can no longer do this, but there was a lake that my folks rented a cabin on, and an arm of that, like a little bay, went up into Canada. So you could take the boat, go to that particular little bay, which had a shop, and a bunch of beer. So we would just sit on the shore. On a picnic table or whatever, and drink a bunch of beer. And there we would get drunk.
Yeah.
Because you can boat and drink.
All
you want.
Certainly you could then.
All right.
No checkpoints or anything. And we'd just, drive our drunken boat back to the cabin, if we could find it. Because sometimes
the cabin or the boat.
It kind of all looks the same.
Oh, yeah.
The shore looks the same.
More importantly, who's going to cart a guy for smoking? Nobody. Buying it, maybe, right?
Okay. Yeah, buying it. You have to.
Yeah.
Because you'll get checked.
Oh, no, they will. I'm just being, you always just bum a cigarette.
Mister, can you buy
me? People still bum cigarettes.
Some cigarettes.
Yeah.
All right. This is Tampa Tim.
Hey, Tampa Tim.
Hey, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Morning, man.
Hey, I grew up an hour from the Canadian border in Toledo, Ohio.
Man, no wonder you're down in the warm weather there.
you were going to Windsor, Ontario?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My cousin and I went up there drinking one night, and we were both like 19.
Mm-hmm.
Come across the border. He's passed out. Get to the American side, and the customs agent goes through all the questions, and do you have anything to declare? And about that time, my cousin wakes up, looks over out the driver's window, and says, yeah, Reagan's an asshat.
What?
Sir, would you pull your car over here, please? We spent 4 hours talking to him.
Lincoln's an asshat?
No, Reagan.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Reagan. I was going to say, this would have been Puss's bit. Yeah, Lincoln's an asshat.
No, Reagan's an asshat.
Yeah. I used to say that going
Other
to Maryland.
Presidents have been asshats, too.
I would say that at the border of Maryland. Lincoln's an asshat. And they'd let you through. Okay, Reagan's an asshat.
4 hours.
So obviously this was in the 80s when he was president, correct?
Yeah, this was 88.
You're pissed at this guy.
What do they do? Just make you sit in a room and sweat?
But they talked to us. They, you know, like ran our driver's license, took dogs around our car and searched everything. And
but you're American citizens, though. If you're a Canadian citizen hammering the president, I understand why they're mad at you. But were you sober?
Yeah, no. Oh, absolutely not.
All right, Reagan's an asset. All right. Thank you, buddy. It's funny, man.
All right.
Say hi to Tony Garcia down in Tampa there.
Yeah, I'm sure
Tampa
they are.
Tim and Tampa Tony haven't run into each other yet.
Run into each other a lot.
Yeah.
Another thing you don't do at the Canadian border is your drunk buddy is sitting next to you, and they will ask you, where's your destination?
Mm-hmm.
And your drunk buddy says, Canada! At that point,
it's true, though.
They ask you to step out of the car.
Long hair.
It's true, man.
I didn't even have long hair.
And
then.
Dolphin shorts, too.
But we didn't spend 4 hours.
They had tube socks up.
So what
knees.
Happened on that one? Did you just kind of explain, my buddy's an idiot, please just let me go?
Yeah, I don't recall any trauma from that.
I think we've all tried that defense and everything.
Maybe.
And sometimes we were the buddy.
An extended period of questioning. There was another time where we were coming into the States, and he looked, the guy was checking out the car and pulled out a Miller Genuine Draft or something, which they don't sell up in Canada.
So obviously it sucks.
We had taken the, I bought the beer in America, and I forgot I had a beer under my seat.
So, and I'm happy to see you. Come on, Greg.
That's smuggling.
Yeah. That was a brief quiz, but my buddy was sharp enough. This is my non-drunk buddy. Said, Todd, there's an American beer under your seat.
That sounds like you're covering up something.
I know.
Nobody says there's an American beer under your seat.
Well, that's what he said. Just to make sure.
These Mounties just didn't want to deal with you drunken U.S. kids. That's what it was. They said, get out of here.
Yeah, there's not a lot of activity at that particular border checkpoint.
Probably not.
I think they were, obviously.
So basically you did what Trump said. You drove down the road, turned left, and right into the United States illegally. Of course, you were a citizen, so you could do that, right?
No, nothing illegal about it.
Other way around, you could have been Canadian. You could have had a Canadian guy in that car, right?
Could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, there could have been Canadians sneaking in.
Of course, he'd look like all you guys, so.
To take our jobs.
Wouldn't be like four white dudes and a Mexican. It'd be five white dudes.
Are you still a coyote if it's the northern border that you're smuggling people across?
Yeah.
Is that a different name?
No, I don't know what the name of smuggling Canadians is.
There's a great story arc in Shameless from a couple years ago where Frank was paying people to smuggle them into Canada to get out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. It was a funny bit.
Exercising in the evening will not ruin your sleep and might even help reduce your appetite. They say 30 minutes of high-intensity exercise in the early evening can reduce feelings of hunger and does not affect your sleep.
I can believe that.
Oh, see, if I work out too late, then I can't sleep.
I think he doesn't mean as late as you're thinking, 10, 11, and stuff like that.
No, not that. Means- even they offer, occasionally I would take a yoga class at about 6 o'clock.
See, it's late. That's not late, but it's late for us.
Yeah, see, this particular study says you're wrong.
Yeah, you are wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, my body told me I'm not.
What does your body know?
Yeah. My body says you're not going to sleep till about 11, 11:30 tonight.
Remember, Todd can't fall asleep with sleepy time tea.
Yeah.
It's called sleepy time tea. And he said, did you fall asleep on it?
No.
No.
No. But the 6 o'clock yoga class doesn't get over till 7:30.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of bending.
An hour and a half?
That late.
Yeah.
That's a long class.
It is.
Yeah.
Aren't most of those things like 45, 50 minutes?
No. These are long. I go to long yoga classes. There's a lot of warming up and cooling down.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I usually work out maybe 4, 5 in the afternoon at the latest. After that, I can't get to sleep.
Apparently it says you're wrong.
Yeah. Yes, you can go to sleep.
Yes, you can. You're wrong.
Well, now I'll start going to sleep. There's been a study
there's
about it.
There's been a study.
Exactly.
There's been a study.
I better adhere to the study.
Nick Allen, Petey Mack. I think Dr. Mina might be phoning, right?
Yeah, probably. Brace yourself.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.